My name is LaShonda Smith, and I am the host for the First Year Business Podcast. I created this podcast so it can be used as a tool to help guide you through your first year in business. I will talk about the struggles, the tips, the do's, the don'ts, the highs, and the lows. You name it. So, grab a glass of wine, get relaxed, maybe get a pen and paper so you can take notes, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Welcome back to the First Year Business Podcast. Of course, I am your host, LaShonda, and I want to talk to you guys today about if you should start a podcast. If you are new in business, maybe you just started your business and you see that everybody is starting a podcast and you're like, do I need to create that for my business as well? Does that make sense right now? That's what I want to talk to you about. So here's the thing. The purpose of a podcast normally is for you to nurture your already existing audience. So it really just depends on the type of business that you have. I'm assuming that you are starting in the online space. Maybe you are a coach, maybe you're a service professional, maybe you are a course creator, or maybe you're a YouTuber and you're just like, should I start a podcast too? Like, you know, what direction should I go in? So in short, I'm going to say no. I don't believe that if you are in the beginning stages of your business, and when I say beginning, I mean 0 to 6 months in, I do not feel that you should start out the gate with a podcast. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you are trying to build your, you're trying to build your audience for one. And having a podcast, especially if you plan on only doing audio podcasting, if you do not have an audience, it is going to be really, really hard for you to convert brand new people over onto your podcast. The only way where it will make sense is if this is going to be like your main source of content. Like if this is going to be your main piece of content and podcasting is your piece of content that you're going to be promoting, then maybe that's different, but that would not be my recommendation. Now, if you are planning on doing that, if like that scenario fits what you're doing, then it will make sense if you're doing a lot of speaking engagements, a lot of in-person networking, because you can easily create like a podcast business card with a QR code on it, and you can have people scan it and subscribe to your podcast right on the spot. So you'll be growing your listeners organically through like people that you're connecting with in person, or, you know, having people pull out their phones while you're doing your speaking engagement and having them go ahead and subscribe right then. But if you are focusing on online marketing for your new business, I will wait on the podcast. I wouldn't start something like that until at least 6 to 12 months in, when you've already kind of started to build your community. They've started to get used to you on other platforms, whether that's Instagram, TikTok, video. If you are new in business, you need to be focused on video. That is just my personal opinion. That is my personal recommendation if you are new in business. So I'm going to say right off the gate, if you are starting a new business, no, you should not start a podcast. I feel like you should wait a little bit. I feel that you should get your feet wet in reference to getting online, because 9 times out of 10, if you are new, you're a completely new business owner, you're probably not even as familiar with creating content in general. So I feel it's going to be a little easier for you to get used to showing up in your industry as a professional, as an authority in your space, for one. Get used to that process first, because that is a learning curve in itself. Showing up on lives, for example, like if you're planning on going live on Facebook or Instagram, that is a process in itself, just getting used to creating content live. And then also, you know, TikToks and Reels are really, really big right now. Starting to get your feet wet with that, if that's a direction that you're going in. And then I always recommend, if you are new in business and you're looking to grow your community, especially like in large numbers, YouTube is a platform that you should be focused on. So I know that this month I'm like really pushing podcasting, and honestly it's going to be for like the next few months that I'm going to be really pushing podcasting, but I don't want you to start a podcast if it is not time for you to start one yet. So if you are brand new, I would look more so into creating a brand on YouTube before you entertain podcasting, because like I said, podcasting is more so for your existing audience. So if you have a cold audience, right? And a cold audience is someone who does not know about your brand. They don't know your name. They don't know you from a thing of paint. They're like, who is this girl? Or who is this person? What is this person about? I don't even know what they do. That's a cold audience. Maybe they stumbled across your Instagram, your YouTube, your TikTok, your Facebook, whatever. They're cold. And then you're trying to find a way to warm them up. So the content that you create on those platforms are how you warm them up. Like, you're showing them that you are credible in your space, that you are an authority figure in your industry. And that may be by going live. That may be by posting carousels on Instagram or just posting written content on Facebook, whatever your strategy is for content marketing. And then after you do that, you get them to become your warm audience. So your warm audience are people that are familiar with you. Like, they may not have purchased anything from you, but they're a little more familiar with you. And they're like, okay, I know that she's a coach, for example, or I know that she's a content creator in this space or whatever, you know, space that you're in. I'm not really sure what product she has or anything like that, but I do kind of like the information that she's providing, so I would like to learn more. And so you convert your warm audience to either your email list through like a freebie, and a freebie is something that they opt in with their email in order to get free access to, or that's when you plug the podcast. So the podcast is kind of like another freebie in a sense, because people that are on your podcast or that are listening to you, they're already in your audience. So they're normally your warm audience. They've already seen you from somewhere else, rather, like I'm talking about online specifically right now, but you're also creating a warm audience if you do a lot of speaking engagements. So they are a cold audience when they first come into the speaking gig or the speaking event. And then after you get on the stage and you speak on whatever topic it is that you're supposed to speak on stage, now they've become your warm audience because now they know your name. They are a little familiar with you. They may not know a lot about you, but they've been able to make that initial connection with you through you being on the stage and showing your credibility. So they will be a lot more likely to listen to your podcast then after already consuming a piece of your content, being the speaking gig. So that's why I say to wait on podcasting if you're new, because you haven't had the opportunity to do those steps yet, whether it is creating content online or doing speaking gigs in person. And then once you get that under your belt, so maybe you are, you know, doing speaking gigs, maybe you are producing video content online or written content, you're starting to build a small community, then you can start entertaining and creating a podcast. Okay, but before then, just get used to the business in general, just get used to creating online content in general, and then take that step. So I hope that this answers your question. I'm going to be posting more episodes on questions in reference to podcasting throughout this month. And probably, well, I'm going to try to keep it this month and then move on to another topic after this month. But we'll see, because I have a lot of questions that people are asking that I could do a whole episode on. So I hope this was enjoyable for you. If you stayed till this far, then you are the real MVP. And thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a review. I can use the reviews right now. I'm trying to be more intentional about asking for reviews and just leaving your testimonials and just share, you know, if this has helped you in any kind of way in whatever platform that you're listening to this on. All right. If you were interested in starting a podcast and you're like 6 to 12 months into your business, you already have a product, you already have like a small community at minimum, and you're used to creating content on other platforms, I invite you to join the Start the Dang Podcast Challenge. It is a 30-day challenge that I have created for you guys who are interested in starting a podcast. So by the end of this challenge, your podcast should be up and launched if you did the steps as a part of the challenge. Okay, so if that's interesting to you and you want to sign up for that, look in the show notes of this episode and I'll have the link for you to sign up in there. But until next time, I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.